welcome to another Sheep Fan podcast. We're on number 90. I can't believe we're on number 90. We're kicking a few out at the minute, but let's hope it continues. Tonight, well, today even, we're doing it during the day for once, 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. So Chris is drinking water today, not his usual...
And coffee.
Not his usual... Yeah.
I've got one diuretic to another.
Yeah, yeah. And today we've got with us, again, as always, Mr. Mark Majerski. Hello, Mark.
Ah, wonderful to be here, guys. It's always a pleasure. Yorkshire folk.
Yeah, Yorkshire folk. Yeah.
You know what they say. Yorkshire born, Yorkshire bred, strong in the arm and... Was it bad?
Not in the head. Yeah. Brain dead. Yeah. We've got to be brain dead to continue doing this with abuse we get sometimes. But anyway, that's for another one. I suppose we'll jump straight into it, actually. What's it like in Spain at the minute with all... Is there any sort of... chemtrail activities.
I was just about to say I sent something out saying it was basically a meme with a picture of the skies full of chemtrails, and underneath it said flu season again.
Deja flu.
Yeah, because you know you're trying share your truth with people, and you know, look up guys, and you know, oh, stop being an idiot, Bajerska. It's just vapor trails. Yeah, but vapor trails disappear, don't they? They don't stay in the air all day and then spread. Oh, shut up, Bajerska. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
What we need to do is ring up Brian Cock and see what he's got to say about it. Maybe one day he'll call in. Maybe give us a little bit of
an intro. I saw one over a week like where it had dispersed and it left like that foggy haze in the sky.
Yeah.
Another plane went through it and left the mark through it. So it literally cleared it away. Flying through dust.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed...
that is exactly what it is, Chris, isn't it? Dust.
Yeah. Yeah. What I've noticed about it, and I actually did a live video on it, and you can actually taste it. And you can feel it in the chest. There's a different sensation in the chest. And if you're very sensitive, you can pick up on so many different aspects of your body screaming out, saying, get inside, have a shower, clean your body, detox, vent, but stay away from it today. And actually, my partner picks up on that quicker than me, because women are far more sensitive than men.
Yeah, sure. We don't mean, when we say sensitive, not unpredictable, we mean the sensory systems are a lot more accurate and a lot more alive than men's are.
Totally, without a doubt. So many men go, what are you talking about? And the women said, can't you smell it? No, can't smell anything, because the senses are super heightened. And they're meant to be, the feminine, and that's the whole point. They're there to protect, they're there to help the child, they're there to, you know, it is what it is, natural thing.
Yeah, and obviously, men, we were talking about this before we started recording, before Chris got on. Men are a very close shop, and we keep our toxic energy inside us, don't we, without releasing it. And that in future years, with all this chemtrail, if they've been tapped, if they've had the jabs, you know, and all the other crap, diet and all this other stuff, it's just kept internally.
I mean, it's a bit like cancer itself when you think about it. We're actually walking bags of cancer because all of those things, non-foods, chemtrails, all of the things that are upon us daily as an attack within our water, within everything, within mainstream lies and manipulations and fears, all of them, they go into the body system and they cause chaos. And that's probably one of the greatest reasons why every single person in the next coming few years will probably get cancer.
Well, it's strange because we somebody put a comment on one of our I forget which one it were now, but we were talking about a virus. Now, the virus that I think happened in 2020 is not what the concept of a virus that we've been told about. You know, if they're spraying chemtrails, then that could be a virus. If they're jabbing people, that could look like a virus. If they turn the death towers on, that can be a virus. And I'm sure it's a mix of all of those things. and the water as well.
Deliberately as well. It's got to be, because if you can pinpoint one thing, you can stop it. But if you do, maybe it's a bit like a war. If you're a general and you're not looking at one way of attacking, you're looking at 15 ways of attacking.
Yeah.
Right. One way is that, well, if they stop that one way, it's ended. But if you've got something coming up at the back, at the rear, at the side, and that's what this is. This is a military industrial complex war against good and evil.
Yeah, not just a biological one, a spiritual one. It's like Chris goes on about a lot. Like, he mentions carpet bombing, and it's basically carpet bombing is covering every single base, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, yeah, end game.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, but like you say, I made a video this morning and it was about basically cancer, the root cause of cancer. And my understanding of cancer is it all starts from fear. It all starts from abuse. It all starts from every negative impact that happens to your life, what you go through, who you are with, and what you see around you and on TV. So all of these things, nothing on mainstream TV gives you happy endings. Nothing gives you love and light. Nothing gives you a utopia ending. Everything is death and destruction. So your whole life is geared up to death and destruction. It's geared up. Your natural reaction is hate. Your natural reaction is jealousy. Your natural reaction is this is mine. So everything is of a negative consequence of an emotion that you've been brainwashed to believe is real. Be first, always be the best. All of this bullshit, which is given to us daily, that actually causes physical issue, dis-ease, and illness and cancers. All of these things are attached.
And then rewinding it is the difficult process, isn't it? Because it's the wallpaper stripping, if you like, or whatever, which then releases more of these emotional toxins, if you want to call them that, but the baggage that we carry around with us.
That's exactly it, Dom. I mean, soon as you that when people say I want to be spiritual, I'll say, yeah, be careful. Oh, I want my Kundalini opening. Yeah, be careful. I want to connect with spirit. You just be a bit careful first. I want to heal. Be a bit careful, because all of these things, before you actually start to heal, you need to release it.
Yeah.
So everybody then screams and shouts, saying, "I thought this is meant to be healing." Well, it is, but nobody's ever told you that. First of all, you need to clean the cup. And to clean the cup, first of all, you need to put some of your wine on, you know, that strong stuff.
It burns,
right? Yeah. But then you know that's the healing process. That's the beginning of the healing process. And that's the same for spirituality. You have to go through that burning to begin with, if that makes sense.
Like, for me, if you see a shrink, they say we're going to dig up some crap on you, and you're going to make it angry and cry and all that. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Oh yeah, mentally,
unearthing shit that you don't really want to know about.
From the moment you're born, you're slapped. From the moment that you're born, you're abused by that beautiful
system.
That beautiful natural I don't know what to call it, but it's all over the body when you're born. And what should happen is mother and child should bond with the smell, with the oils that is on there in the placenta, and all of that is a miracle of bonding of mother and child. If you can separate them instantly before that happens, wipe the child down and slap the child to wake it up and shock it, you've already started the process of killing of the spirit.
Of the connection. Of the connection to Mother Earth. You know,
exactly, of everything.
Yeah, and that's without cutting the umbilical cord and disconnecting even the nutrients. And it's more than nutrients, isn't it? Because there's an energetic connection as well. It's not just about nutrients.
And please, if any nurses are watching this, please forgive me, because I know a lot of nurses and some of them know this already, and they do their best to try to go against the system and do the right thing. But most of them got either fired or asked to leave, or you better start changing your ways.
That's right.
I literally know hundreds of nurses who were good friends who left the system because they could see this is almost evil to its core.
Well, we know it's organised. I mean, we talk about it, you talk about it. We might come from all different angles and lots of other people talk about it, but we know this has to be a planned event, because if you wanted to turn it on its head and say, right, how do we make people well? Right, we grow, we train people or teach people to grow their own food. We teach people to live in a healthy way, not program them to eat McDonald's, not program them to drink 10 bottles of Coca-Cola a week.
You know, it's funny, actually, Matt. I took my nipper, I picked her up from school the other day, and we went to the local shops to pick some soy sauce thing again. And there was two little kids. I mean, bless them, I'm not judging these kids, but I don't obviously let my child drink Coca-Cola. The same age as mine before. One of them had a 500-milliliter bottle of Coca-Cola.
How old were they, Chris?
Four.
How old?
So four and five, same age as mine. But, and they came over, they were talking to me and my daughter. The best way I can describe it from my point of view, because I don't give fizzy drinks to my child, looked like they were on crack.
Right.
I'm not slagging off the kids, obviously, because they're children, and I'm not even blaming the parents, because, you know, you sold this stuff, people think it's harmless, but it was just something I noticed. They were kind of edgy, and they were going right up to my nipper and talking right in the face, and I could see they freaked out my child a little bit.
Yeah.
And they were pouring it on the floor, and I don't know, they just looked a little bit wild to me, bless them.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they're obviously having some kind of, they're having a little sugar rush. They were being nice enough and stuff, but they just seemed really abrasive.
They're being poisoned.
But parents laugh about kids having sugar rushes, don't they? Yeah. Or E-number problems or whatever. Yeah. You know, they do. Oh, he just had a sugar rush. Like, it's all right, you know, just have a sugar rush, you know what I mean?
I found it quite disturbing.
Yeah. Would you say it just had a poisoning of his digestive system rush? How does that sound, Mark?
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not judging anybody, because, I mean, I drink wine and coffee and all sorts of shit.
No, we're observing, Chris. That's all we're doing.
You're observing a four-year-old when they've got no option. They've got no option because they're a child, they're very different. Yeah. It's a little bit different.
The days of the observing has become very rare with people now.
Yeah. It's been turned off.
Yeah, it's very rare. But, yeah, I mean, I was actually going to say a few minutes ago when you just started speaking that we can't blame the system for everything. We've got to be accountable as parents.
As individuals.
It's easy to blame the system.
Yeah.
But hang on a minute. What about you? You know, you're blaming them, but look at what you're doing. Look at how you're already... Let's open your fridge. No, let's not do that. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and show me your tongue. No, I'm not showing you my tongue. Yeah, because you can't lie. I can see in your tongue whether you're eating healthy or not. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like... Mm. Yeah, I guess I've said this a few times, we're all procrastinators, hypocrites, all of us to some degree, but at least when we acknowledge that and look in the mirror, we can do something about it then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I remember when they opened back up in 2020, and we knew going into Halifax that they were going to be queuing up the road into McDonald's. So people had actually been waiting to queue into Max Satan's, Max Statins, for whatever, 3 months, just so they could go to the drive-thru.
I thought it was an accident.
Yeah, you did. I remember you ringing me up.
Yeah, it was a queue that long. I thought it was an accident.
It's a day out, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's how addictive, that's how brainwashed and lobotomized people have become. Yeah. And I know when you used to do readings on people, how difficult was that to get through to people? That's without this jab anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Even then in moderation, I mean, is it all right in moderation?
Well, it's not all right. Is what all right in moderation?
It's poison.
I say this, you get a beautiful glass of a vintage champagne and it's worth a million euros, right? You put one drop of arsenic in, would you drink it? It's poison now. It's all poison. Your body is a beautiful vessel. Why would you want to put one bit of poison in it once you know that your body is a temple?
Because
you know,
these Satanists have convinced us that by putting a drop of poison in it, you'll get away with it. They don't tell you, though, that drop of poison every minute of every day for 50, 60, 70, 80 years is going to be the downfall of you.
Yeah, I'll tell you an interesting observation that I saw when I had clients coming to me wanting to stop smoking. I used to say to them, you know, what I've observed is take a cigarette. They'd smoke a cigarette in front of me, right? Because I wanted to see what was going on. And I would work on the energy and see what was going on. And I came to a conclusion after about 3 years of working with people who were addicts of cigarettes, that the moment that you take your first breath in of this nicotine and all the other thousands of other poisons,
chemicals.
Yeah, basically, the way I used to say it is, it's like your whole body is turning into fog. It's a poison fog. And it stays in the physical body for 2 hours. And after that 2 hours, it's only at that moment your body then is able to breathe and start to heal the process of clearing and healing the body. So it takes 2 hours for one cigarette to actually clear out of the system. So most people never have a healing moment in their body because most people smoke cigarettes every 1 to 2 hours. So they end up with cancer. They end up with chest infections. They ended up with terrible disease in their body. Why? Because they never gave their body a chance to heal. So then what I used to say, then they used to say, oh, okay, so maybe what I'll do then is have a cigarette, because you ain't going to stop them from smoking if their head's saying. But then they've got now a choice, and this was the beginning of their healing process. Okay, so if my body, after smoking this 2 hours, it's going to be messed up, then what I'll do is I'll give it 1 hour to heal, and then I have another cigarette. So then they go from 1 hour to 3 hours each cigarette, and then slowly they'd stop smoking. So that was a way, because to tell somebody to stop smoking straight away, it gets the back up. They get angry. They get like, don't ruin, I could do what I want with my life. Don't you tell me what to do. I'm not telling you what to do, mate. You smoke as much as you want. Good luck to you. Oh, okay. But here's what's happening. Oh, I didn't know that. And so for 2 hours, you've got this poison smoke in your body. And then after that 2 hours, your body then starts to heal so you can live a long, healthier life.
Yeah.
And then that's a decision that they make then. They think about it. You can't make somebody think something. No. They've got to come up with that themselves.
Going back to what you said, Chris, about is one harmful? It is. I understand that. If you look at, even from when we used to watch bodybuilders prepping for a show, and they basically starved themselves to enter the show, which is a strange sport. Interesting, but a strange sport. But they'd be eating stuff that you'd think, well, that ain't healthy. But it works to get them to the show and rip them up, if you like, and strip them of body fat. But it ain't necessarily healthy doing it.
They used to take cocaine, speed.
Speed and stuff like that.
Speed, I remember that.
But one McDonald's, is it going to kill you? Probably not. The likelihood is very small, right? Unless you've got some sort of allergic reaction to it. However, most people don't just have one, do they? And is it good for you? No. There's nothing in it that's good for you. I agree with you, by the way. I understand what you're saying.
No, I mean, I don't eat McDonald's, but the only reason I brought it up is because I don't want anyone to feel bad about eating McDonald's every now and again.
Well, I think we've all got us crosses to bear in certain ways. I mean, I were nowhere near. I won't class myself as still. You're not perfect in what you do. There's always improvements that you can make to whatever you do. If you eat a clean diet, or as clean as possibly you can, that's first base. That's all you can do, really.
One of the things that I would say as well is, if you guys, any of you guys out there that struggle not to take your child because the child's been brainwashed, obviously the toy, right? That's a absolute brainwashing, manipulation by all standards. So here's a Yorkshire thing to do. Go into McDonald's, say, listen, I bought a Happy Meal the other day and there was no toy in there. Right, they give you the toy, walk out with a child, and go and get something healthy to eat.
Proper Yorkshire way of that. But my youngest, and my daughter, I mean, and Chris, they've not been to McDonald's. No. My youngest has been to McDonald's twice, and that was when he stayed at his mate's. Yeah.
And KFC is another one.
He's never had a KFC in his life.
There's no chicken. In KFC, that's not chicken. You're eating.
They used to be nice, didn't the KFCs?
But then what happened was they started injecting it with female hormones, and that's why so many men have man boobs now.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, mate. You keep growing your breasts.
Have you noticed apart from the chemtrails, what about the Is there a new jib jab promotion going on in Spain? Does that in winter? Does that happen in Spain? Like it does over here?
All over the world.
Yeah,
it's a global business. So yeah, it's everywhere, every single corner of the world.
Yeah.
It's just people are starting to question a little bit now, Dom.
Yeah, they are.
They're starting to say, hang on a minute, you know, like I got this the other week, this guy screaming, crying on the phone. Look, mate, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. He's done all his, what you call Britney Spears, all of them. He's got this, I don't know if you ever had a headache that doesn't stop, that feels like somebody stabbing you in the head so bad that you think you're going to die. Well, that's one of thousands of cause effects of that. And it's horrific. And I really feel so bad. I there's just nothing you can do. And I often say, you know, I'm really sorry. I don't want to rub salt into the wounds, but why aren't you going back to those that gave you? And why aren't you screaming and shouting from the top? Why are you so silent? Why are you talking to me? Why aren't you going to national radio station, you know, or anywhere just to tell them, listen, guys, I had all of these things and I've never had a headache in my life, but I have now a permanent 24-hour headache. I can't sleep. I feel like I want to die and I want answers.
Yeah. I mean, that's like that film we watched the other day. You probably watched it, Mark, that Oracle films where they had all them people on that had been jab injured. He was the guy that made the film with Eric Clapton.
There's so Whoever many it was. Of them now. Yeah. There's so many of them now, but they're all being suppressed, all of them.
Yeah. I don't think hardly any of them have had a payout either. You know, they're not.
There are some people who have had payout.
They get okay. I think they get okay for it, Matt. I don't think they actually ever receive it through red tape.
Yeah.
Maybe so, but if they do, I can guarantee they'll sign some kind of paperwork that tells
disclaimer.
Them. Disclaimer. Yes. Yeah. For sure, without a doubt. I mean, you're messing with, you know, a multi-billion dollar industry mafia company. Yes. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're going to shut you up one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, there's been over here, I don't know about in Spain, but I mean, I've had a text while I've been on the phone about mum 29 found dead on couch next to toddler after failing to pick up other children from school. So this were like yesterday this has happened. Yeah. Mum 29. I mean, these stories never happened. You know, there were no... At the weekend, there was a football game. Somebody texted me, I think it was Wigan Wanderers, somebody had collapsed in crowd. A footballer this week. This has all happened this week. Has had to retire at 24-year-old with a genetic, that's what they always use, heart defect. That wasn't picked up when he signed for the... Imagine, right, you're going to a Premier League club, they're paying tens of millions for you. You could say that their health checks would be pretty stringent, yeah?
Well, before they and they're tested. They'd have to be, wouldn't they?
Of course they do. They do a medical check. And they don't just turn up and do a medical check just to make sure they're not on crutches. You know what I mean? They do a full heart. Yeah, exactly. And so 3 months later, he's now had to retire with a genetic heart problem. And when I watched the... I had to actually watch the pundits talking about it, and one of them were Graham Souness, who's also had a heart condition when he was younger. Yeah, right. You wouldn't probably know some of these people, but he was a professional footballer for Liverpool, and he was talking about his being a genetic fault, but he'd never had any symptoms for it. It was just found on a test.
Exactly.
And so he was saying, I don't understand it though, because their testing is huge in the Premiership for this type of thing. Why haven't they picked it up? He couldn't put two and two together.
They don't want to. They don't want to put it together neither. It's the last thing they want to do. It goes against everything. Plus the fact it's a scary thing to even dare speak. It's like going up to the bully saying, you did this to me, mate. This is your fault. The bully's going to smash you in your face.
But the footballer, Mark, was saying, I'd like to thank everybody involved for finding this issue. I'd like to thank people for, you know, for getting me to this stage in my career and all this stuff.
Gaslighting, all of them. They're all to me, all of these people are weak. They're weak inside and out. They're weak, and I have no time for them. I mean, it's got so ludicrous now that I've kind of lost hope in humanity when they're telling us things like the cause of the all these things that are happening, like you're dropping down dead or you've got neurological damage and all this, which has gone up 800% in these 2 years. They're now starting to blame all of these things with the most, I don't know if you know, napping is one of them. Mm-hmm. So just be careful if you start napping. This could cause heart attacks. Joy is another one. If you start bringing joy into your life, it's giving heart attacks.
Deep breaths in July, that was one.
Yeah.
I think
the other one is black tea. The other one was...
Shaking your quilt too vigorously.
Loneliness. The other one is herbal supplies. These are... if people can't see what's going on, sorry, mate, but I'm just not even going to waste my energy anymore.
No, I got a text from somebody or an email, and there were an American football coach who's 36. Bear in mind, he's an ex-NFL running back. You know, these guys aren't just fit. He's an ex, and he trains these people, right? So these guys aren't just somebody who turns up at gym 5 days a week. These are professional athletes. He collapsed on the sidelines, having an epileptic fit and a heart attack at the same time.
He must have been drinking black tea and he had a cold shower that morning.
Yeah, and
he
was shaking.
What it must be.
And he was making his shaking his bed sheets too vigorously. Yeah.
Not exactly. Yeah. And tossing and turning in his bed.
I sent a message to Mark Neste. I don't know if you've heard Mark Neste come on. He's a psychologist, Dr. Mark Neste. He's an ex-associate professor at Liverpool. Yeah, yeah.
You sent a link, but yeah. I haven't listened to it.
Real nice guy. And I said to him, what the fuck's going on here, Mark? Can't anybody see the reality? And he said, the simple answer in psychology is cognitive dissonance, which we've talked about a lot.
Exactly.
Which is defined as holding on to one thought which is held despite knowing that it can't be true. The deeper answer is that many people, especially the rich West, have given up through lack of practice, the art and skill of thinking for themselves, as this will require courage and is uncomfortable. And we have been sold the idea that being comfortable is happiness, a bit like a slave in Greek or Roman times who had a nice, kind master.
Totally. Bang on. Absolutely 100%. No truer word spoken.
It couldn't have summed that up in a...
That's absolutely amazing. Yeah. That should be something that should be put out there on a meme, because that is absolutely bang on.
Well, if you're listening to these memeologists, Rise and Shine or Anticovia, then you need to put that on a meme. Let me know and I'll send it through to you. But yeah, it needs to be on some sort of meme.
I was saying earlier, guys, I was watching a video. Someone sent it to us, Dom. And it was not only just on about the squid-like stuff in people's veins. And he was an embalmer, this guy. He's an American one. Someone sent it to us. It was on another channel. And he was saying, but what was horrible, and it gave me a shiver, because he was saying when he used to get cancer patients in, he could tell if they were a cancer patient straight away, because they'd often have no hair. They'd be skinny as hell. And they'd have gone on a downhill slope. He said he's getting in people in now who just dropped dead, and they've been diagnosed with cancer.
Or they can't find a problem.
Well, that's even more, isn't it? It's rapid. It's just so rapid.
Unknown cause is the biggest
killer.
Killer right now.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, that neurological issues now, like a few years ago, was something like 85,000 in a year. Now it's 850,000.
Wow.
And nobody's talking about it. No. It's like, go to the top of the mountain and shout. Nobody's listening, mate. Don't even waste your energy. That's how it feels. And it makes you feel, it depletes you sometimes, because, you know, these are fact. This is fact, but facts mean nothing anymore.
No.
I mean, you know, when I say fact,
it's not even our truth, is it?
That's a question in itself. That's a debate in itself, because what one person's fact is another now. It's not, in fact, facts don't mean anything anymore.
Censored. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah, it's all opinion now, I guess. But if you say a fact, they'll say, well, whose fact? You know what I mean?
Let me say this quick story. I don't know if I told you, Dom. Just on the state, this is a mentality. It's kind of amusing, but kind of weird as well. But the mentality of humans these days, So my missus works in an office, and she was at work, and there was a girl there in tears, hysterical. I can't remember if I told her this, but she was hysterical, going, and Missus says, let's go to the toilet, and we'll just, you know, chat about it. She took us to the toilet, chat about it. She said, what's wrong? She goes, work's just getting on top of me, you know, this, blah, blah. My missus said to her, are you on your period? And I don't know what her answer was, but anyway, long story short, she put a formal complaint in about my missus for asking her.
Yeah.
Said it didn't make her feel comfortable. A female employee asked me if I was on my period. I could understand it if I asked her, but is that a complaint to your boss?
Some women are offended by it though.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of women. I worked for them. I used to be an hairdresser, and what's more interested in
what
that?
What can you do for me, Mark, if you're hairdresser? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I can polish really well, mate. I really say that.
Did you say that? Did she say that, Mark?
Can you just strike that last line?
No, no, that's staying in. You are right. The official Yorkshire Mr. Sheen.
Quickly moving on. Yeah. Let's talk about periods because
about something else even more interesting.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Periods are a fantastic topic of spiritual conversation, which relates to the physical and also relates to illness or things that could happen in the physical body when three or four people are together. So why is it that when women, like say all hairdressers, all together, if one has the period, everybody has the period? Why is that? Right. So the reason why is because there is an energetic frequency happening both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And because of that, the other people pick up on that, and then they get the same symptoms. So, and then the body then moves into the same energetic frequency. I have a theory that I believe flu, colds, and all of these things, we create, a detox. And that detox is then labeled flu. And then at that point, when you stand in somebody's energy and they are detoxing, your body goes, oh, I need detoxing. And then gets this label as flu. But actually, you guys are all detoxing from the poisons that's been sprayed and put into your food.
I was, as you were explaining that period thing, I was thinking exactly the same thing. I was thinking, is that the same?
But the same thing happens to women who are menopausal as well. If that's, you know,
which you mean, which could be the almost the answer to
what
most.
But what is menopausal? Male.
I'm just going to say the same thing.
Right, yeah, it's all labels, but thing. You know, it's like mental illness. It's all there to make you think it's one thing. No, it isn't, mate. It's a number of things.
I mean, we're going to try and get this on YouTube, but what I was going to say is a lot of these things are obviously chemical toxins, whether it's water and spraying, and also. The death towers. I think there's the electrification of humans has got a lot to answer.
I was going to ask you this because I asked my missus this. I noticed in the media, and I noticed Davina McCall was shouting about it, and I noticed another few people shouting about it on TV, which I thought it was odd because they were all on about HRT. What's HRT?
It's a treatment, hormone replacement treatment or therapy.
Right, so it's obviously for some reason being advertised. With different...
Well, they're getting younger and younger, Chris. I mean, the change...
Why are they
advertising
it, though?
The change, whatever the change was, I think a lot of these things have been eugenically instigated, personally.
Yeah, not just that, though, mate. They're trying to suppress all the human nature, all the human body parts that should be functioning in the way they do. Let's stop it with a flu...
Blocker.
Let's block everything. Let's block all emotion. Let's block all energy that's meant to be released by, you know, I mean, our bodies, we contract, we expand. That's how it should do. Well, as soon as we want to expand, then you run to the doctors and he'll make sure you won't. And that's everything spiritually as well. You can't expand because they're going to shut you up. They're going to calcify your pineal gland and everything is attack on the human body. Both
Chris has mentioned it. When a kid's got a illness or whatever, chicken pox, after they get better, they seem to be grown. They've grown, not just physically grown, but mentally grown as well.
Spiritually.
Like an upgrade.
It's absolutely bang on. And every time we get this cleansing, this body changing slightly.
Shedding.
And whatever it may be, we seem to become a better version of ourselves, a stronger version of ourselves. Well, if you're a psychopath and you know that, if you're a parasite and you know that, then you're going to stop everything you can to keep that body in a state of denial or a state of
illness. Be in control of the changes. So then you can adapt the changes to what you want them to be.
You can manipulate them.
You can manipulate the changes.
Totally.
And that's transhumanism, really, isn't it? We were talking about Elon Musk, weren't we? I mean, people think that this guy is the savior of the human race, is this trillionaire who's flying around and telling us that, you know, don't trust these people and I'm going to buy Twitter and all this stuff. And, and then in next breath he's saying, and you need this chip in your brain.
Yeah, it's incredible. But, you know, if you think about it, Dom, if you're a global, let's say, spectre, you know that the government ain't going to get away with that, because if you took him away from that and gave it to the global government to do what he's doing, we'd all be pointing a finger. So what we need is somebody who looks the part, who plays the part that we can all love and say, this is a great guy, when we all know who are awake that this is just a front, just like all the rest of them. They're all fronts.
Yeah, we're having a chat with somebody who just bought a Tesla. And they were going on about, you know, black. In fairness, he weren't showing off about the Tesla because he's doing it because from a business decision. And when I said to him, you do realize that that's bought on the blood and sweat and tears of black children in Sierra Leone in a mine where somebody's pointing a Kalashnikov at them and they're getting a dollar a day or a bowl of rice. And he didn't realize that, you know. So again, like people don't realize about the arms spears, people don't realize that these batteries that are being used for solar panels or all these things.
Brighten everyone's day up there,
Doc. And I've got a good one as well. How many women do you think will take a ring off the finger after you telling them that's their blood diamond?
The what?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Especially after Leonardo DiCaprio's advertised it for him.
Yeah, that's right. It was a great film, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, what about that diamond ring on your finger? Yeah, but it's a great film.
But it's
didn't they play a great part?
Did you get the film?
What film? What do you mean? It was a great film. Yeah, but the ring on your finger.
He came up in a bit of research that I did, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio. I didn't do loads of research on him because he just came up as a board member of some NGO. But I mean, he is a spokesman of the UN. You know what I mean? He flies around in private jets. He's just another one of these people.
He's a pawn.
He's an actor. He's a fucking actor.
They're all actors. All actors. All of them. McConaughey, whatever he's called.
Mahogany, as Chris calls him.
Ian Mahogany. They're all actors. But then don't you call my favorite actor. He's brilliant in this film.
Yeah. Tom Wanks.
Exactly. He was great on that island. What are you talking about? Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave him alone. And then he's slagging everybody off because they haven't got a face nappy on or they haven't had the jab.
It doesn't matter. You realise that most people's... I'm not even going to say it anyway. You just realise at the end of the day that you've got to come to terms with how people are and how easy it is to manipulate people by famous stars. And that's why they're used. It's that simple.
Yeah, it is, yeah. They can get as ridiculous as they want and people will still look up to them. And again, coming back to that carpet bombing method, how many actors are there and actresses are there? So somebody's going to pick one of them. You know, it might be a mainstream one or it might be somebody who's in these cult movies. It's irrelevant who it is. They're all part of the same system.
And the actors are not just on the screen on Hollywood, but they're also in politics. They're chosen because they're good looking now. They're chosen because they know they're actually groomed to speak properly. And even this is the sadness. People don't care about what anybody's saying anymore. They just want to look at them and see if they like them. It's ridiculous. The world has gone insane. It really has. We have lost. I don't know. It seems to have all gone. I get so downhearted when people just don't see it. And then I realize how easy it is to do anything the darkness wants to do. Yeah. It's so easy now.
Yeah. Look at the effort they put in, the amount of time and effort. How many films are put out or Netflix series or whatever, all pumped out to change people's mind and the way they think. you know?
Yeah.
And there's nothing positive ever on that. Even the positive stories they try and sell, they're never positive either.
There is no positive story. I haven't seen one positive film at the end thinking, what a beautiful future.
Chris is into films. When were the last positive film that watched, Chris?
Well, the trouble is now there's never a good guy. Everyone's a bit bad, aren't they? I mean, it started in the 70s with the anti-heroes, Godfather and whatever. But now you watch even a comedy, like a romantic comedy, and everyone's a bit of a prick, aren't they? No one shines through as a nice person, does it?
That's very true. And also, when you watch any of the mystical films where good always wins in the end, at the end they always say, but it still can come back again.
Yeah. And then you look at, I mean, you sent me something over, Chris. We were going to talk a bit about that, but Pfizer and Marvel Comics have joined forces to come up with a comic.
To help sell the jibby jabs.
To help sell the jabs. So they're selling jabs as superheroes. So you have a jab, it turns you into a superhero.
Yeah, I've seen some. There's no words anymore, is it, Dom? It's like this is pure evil taking place. This is and people are buying into it. So it's what do you do with that?
I got an email from school the other day asking me Nipper if I wanted her to have the flu jibby jab. And I remember 10 years ago, so I was working in like a place where quite a few old folk.
And it sends a shiver up your spine when you get that letter, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah. 4 years old. This is another thing, Mike, is everyone's memory's gone because that came out for old people, didn't it?
Really? Everybody's memory is gone.
Yeah.
It came out for old people because I was working in a place that had quite a few old folks around. And I remember them all getting it, like going back, 14 years, 13 years ago. And it was just for old people. And then it just got moved back and back about. And now they're doing it to 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
When did flu be a problem for a 4-year-old?
Exactly. The other thing that I noticed the other day, and I could be completely wrong, but do you remember there was a stage event where loads of people died and the singer continued singing?
That recently?
Yeah.
It was Travis Scott, were it?
Travis Scott thing.
And all these things that have people forget, and then they'll buy the next CD.
Yeah.
Right, or I've got another one more. This is the best one. I'm having a baby. Oh, that's amazing. I'm due next week. You see them, she's now having the baby. She's just had labor for 48 hours. You see her again, and the first thing she said is never again. And then you see her a year later, and she's pregnant again. And you say, I thought you weren't having another baby. She goes,
yeah.
How easy it is we forget the suffering we go through. And I think darkness knows this and takes advantage of it. They can beat us as much as we want. We're resilient to the point where we have an automatic cutoff. So we forget.
Backfires on us, doesn't it?
Backfire on us because we don't use it correctly.
Yeah.
We use it for the wrong reasons.
We use it for them.
We get hurt. Exactly. And this is why we're never taught how to actually use our spirit, our consciousness, our psychic ability, our intuition. That is laughed and mocked. And there's a reason for that. Really is.
The dark side, I mean, again, comments that come through and you'll get them all the time, like today, just today, like 3 hours ago, somebody saying the step, father-in-law's brother had an heart attack 2 days ago just after being speared.
Yeah.
And my wife was saying, if she spoke to her older sister and the brother-in-law and said that you've got 40% more chance of getting whatever the divock is, right? Whatever it is. My view, it's some sort of frequency. But that's my view. I'm not saying I'm right. And it's probably an amalgamation of all the above, really. But I'd say mainly it's coincided with somebody switching on these towers. But anyway, if she had a conversation to tell them that you're 40% more likely to be ill after you've been rooster boosted and triple tapped, they'd laugh at her. They'd think she were insane. This is a sister. We're not talking a total stranger here, you know. We're talking to somebody who loves a sister. And trying to help him. My brother-in-law had I think it was his second tap. This was before they were in rooster boosters. Actually rung the doctors up to see if they had any left so he could have another one.
Did you see that guy on, there's a guy floating around on I don't know, whether it's TikTok or somewhere, and he's just had his jib jab, and he's saying, I don't know about you guys, but isn't there a strange feeling about feeling really weird? And isn't it like empowering after the jab? Do you all feel it? Is it just me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That tells me that that tells me that there's something may possibly in that tap, as we know there is, that is obviously taking people down that rabbit hole, turning them into some kind of brainwashed monkey. Because I notice that a lot in people, where some people actually wake up after they've had the tap and realise that they shouldn't have had it, and even if they've got no noticeable effects of it, yeah, other people just seem to turn into some kind of zombie.
Yeah, I made a video on this. I made a video on this right at the start, and it's absolutely true.
There's we can see even more now, because there's obviously more
disconnect.
People.
Yeah, whatever they've used, they've tapped into all the. Like, I believe CERN has got a lot to do with this. Different departments in CERN. I also believe the military-industrial complex have a massive part in this. I don't think it's four companies, Pfizer, Johnson. I don't think it's nothing to do. I think what happened was somebody somewhere created a vial
a weapon.
Where everything that they wanted in, and then they gave it to them and said, okay, add your stuff into this. And get it out there. That's my opinion. And I think it's kind of a free for all. And I also believe wholeheartedly that this was more to do with a spiritual event rather than the physical event, because what I saw with people, 100, I worked on 103 people who had the spear arm, the first one, because they all had this reaction. And I'll tell you what the reaction was at the beginning. It was, I don't feel myself. Right. That was the first thing they said. And I'm saying, well, what does that mean? You don't feel yourself. I don't feel me anymore. I'm not able to sleep. I'm not able to meditate. I'm not able to connect. And I'm saying, okay, well, this is interesting. So I realized that they've definitely done something that has disconnected the spiritual to the physical. And you cannot have a balanced body, mind, and spirit if you haven't got a physical, a healthy body and a physical. And the physical has to come in line to the spiritual, and it fits together like a hand in glove. If you damage the physical, it's very difficult to get a full, perfect, balanced connection to the spiritual. That's why we have to look after ourselves when we're doing healing work, when we're doing any kind of spiritual work, meditation. We have to work towards looking after the body temple, and that is all aspects of it. So if you can find something that sabotages that, that takes the disconnect away from that, then you'll end up with walking zombies. And if I actually did a little bit of research a few months ago about the amount of accidents globally, and it's gone up about 35% globally at car accidents.
Yeah, we've seen people just pulling out or in a sort of daze.
Yeah, because there's no connect to the, like, what you may think is a sixth sense or listen, that's nothing to do with the spiritual side. That's nothing to do with your intuition. Yeah, it has, mate, because I know that guy's going to pull out, even though he hasn't pulled out. I know that guy is going to turn left without the indicator turning to the left. I know this guy over there is going to do something silly before he's done it. How do I know that? There's no physical evidence. There's no factual evidence. He's not doing it. How do I know he's going
to
do it?
And also, by making that decision, you'll never see it, will you? You know, if you make a decision to avoid, you'll never see that happen anywhere. Yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if you disconnect that, then all you've got is what you see in front of you. And that's what we've got now in humanity. All they see is what's in front of them. And that's why so many accidents and so many awful things are happening. So at one time, like you catch somebody in bed with your wife. At one time, you go, okay, let's you know, I'll go crazy. I'm angry. Now it's, I'm just going to kill this person. Whereas that's an extreme, but I'm talking.
Depends on the wife.
nice one. There's more. Thanks. Take him. And here's €100. Get yourself off. Thank you. Yeah. No, but seriously, like, that is, you, if you look now, right, I know it's kind of put out there, but there is a lot more craziness out there of people's reactions, or should I say, no, it's not a reaction anymore. It's just rage and anger and almost to the point of evil what they're doing. Mothers are doing it. Children are doing it. There's killing. There's murders, there's all, but more now than ever. Why? Because there's a disconnect. You can't connect to your spirit, which your spirit normally says, hey, hold on a minute. You don't do that. Please don't do that, because you know you shouldn't do these things. Whereas if there's no disconnect, if there isn't that connection there, then the problem is people are just going to do it and then say, I don't know what took over me. I don't know why I did it.
Yeah. I don't know if you see this at work, Chris, you know, the younger people who have been tapped. I know, because I'm not really around people that have been tapped, to be honest with you. I just get, most of the people I speak to haven't been jabbed. You know, 95% of the people I have an interaction with haven't had that. But the ones I see, one of the neighbours, he were in my mind in summer, and I'm thinking, because I knew they were going on a cruise, and I thought, I hope he didn't have that. He'd have had to have a fourth one, because he don't look after himself, and he's a nice bloke. He don't look after himself.
He does. He goes for his jabs.
Yeah, and I knew though he had to go on a cruise. You'd have to have it. And he was in my mind while we were in Croatia. Anyway, I came back and I saw him, and he'll say, "You'll never know what happened to me." And I thought, I do, because I knew he'd had heart complications, and he came over and told me that he had. But then, anyway, to cut a long story short, they actually told he drove to work, he had chest pains, drove to the hospital, they kept him in. He was that bad, they wouldn't even let him out for his car charger so he could ring his wife. That's how bad he was, yeah? They kept him in for 8 days. They tested him while they were in there. He tested positive for the nonsense. So he was in there for 8 days till he can't, wherever it was, calmed down. Then he went to a specialist, and the specialist said, you've got myocarditis because of COVID.
Yeah, of course it is.
Right. Yeah. And he couldn't, I wasn't going to say it to him, because I mean, I didn't want to put him any more stress. You know what I mean? Either, you know, I've been saying this to him for 2 years, so I can't say any more to him. There's no more you can say to people, you know? But he's the first one around here I spoke to that has had that kind of issue. And I'm sure I know there are others that I'm not going to go into, but these are people that you've spoke to about it for 2 or 3 years. And the screensaver comes down, and they become defensive, and you're just not going to get through to that type of person. You can't get through to them. They've gone. You've got to accept that. I mean, Chris was saying, and I know you've said it, I've heard you saying it as well, many people, are we going to wake up one morning and just hear birds tweeting? And or are we going to be in a world where, like the Matrix, we were discussing this with Matt Lambert the other night, like the Matrix, where we're a small proportion of people, percentages, among robots in a few years' time, you know?
Something I was just thinking when Matt was talking was, you know, we're talking about pre-programming with Matt Lambert, you know, in space and all that stuff. What about the zombie films? What you were describing, Imagine that with a bit of that's ramped up a little bit more, and you're literally talking
I Am Legend. Talking Plus, I Am Legend.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, is that why we've been pre-programmed with all the zombie films over the last 15 years?
Well, you've got to question yourself, why is it being bombarded with that kind of same scenario? Why is it the end of the world? Why is it all the world's burnt? All the world is dead. There's only a few people left in the world, because the brain creates an energy. And, you know, the other thing is this creation that we have, which is, I believe, is the doorway to the spiritual world, which I've been trying to connect with for many years and trying to understand it. And that's your imagination. And it's been mocked and laughed at and suppressed. And they've basically attacked the imagination. So whenever you mention the word imagination, you obviously will think, oh, you're just an idiot. You're just, it's just a hairy fairy thought. Whereas actually your imagination is the doorway into the spirit world, into truth, and to all the amazing things that we create. If you can kill the imagination by mocking it, then nobody will go there. If they don't go there, and if you can now fill their mind with zombies, then you're creating all of these things, because the mind also creates. That's you know, anything that's ever been, like your thought creates whatever you're doing that day. Or if you have a thought on business, then you're going to create that because of the first thought. Therefore, your thoughts create everything. So if your thought is of zombies, then you're going to create it without even realizing.
It's going to manifest, isn't it?
The power of manifestation through the TV is so powerful. That's why, you know, everybody got given a TV years ago from America.
I know the first zombie films were aimed at taking the piss out of. If you remember the one in the shopping mall, and they're all wandering around slower. If you notice, the new zombie films, they're running, aren't they? They're like active.
Yeah, they're getting faster, and they're getting more clever, and they're starting to have sensors, and they're now starting to understand things. So they're programming us to realize that we will be the zombie. Zombies. People will be. Listen, it's so predictive programming.
Well, the biggest one.
It's a telegram.
The biggest zombie film is Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Right. Yeah.
Something you don't think of. That eases its way into your psyche, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
But doesn't Matt Devlin and a lot of people talk about these things, saying that all of these things are allowed? They're not just come up with ideas and thoughts. Mm. These are being given to us by psychologists who are working on behalf of these military industries.
Tavistock and what have you. Yeah.
All of it. You know, the Doors, and I like my favorite groups at one time I used to love. Now I just like, I just don't even go anywhere with that anymore. And I mean, and like, I'm putting out on social media 5 years ago, hey guys, look where I am. I'm at the store. This is Jimmy's favorite place. This is what he sung about, you know, in the Doors, right? Yeah. And guess where I'm staying? I'm staying, what's it called?
That hotel, yeah.
No. It's in the mountains in America, at LA, Laurel Canyon. And people are going, what did he just say? Is he and I'm like, what's wrong? You know where Laurel Canyon is? I said, yeah, it's a place which really looks nice with big houses, and I'm staying here with my partner who's staying here for 6 months. Oh, well, that's a bit dodgy. Why would you want to do that? Like, why? Yeah. And then you start looking into it, and you realize this is where it all started in America. Yeah. Laurel Canyon, all the people were there, all this kind of brainwashing and all that. And I'm like, oh, so you can get so easily tarnished, because you like a group, or you stayed somewhere, or your hand is doing this, because it's just doing this, and you remember it as okay,
because
we've been told this is okay,
And it's 666,
it's 666 now, and I'm evil,
I mean, what it says to me, going back to imagination, is that that fantastic song out of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, wasn't it? That reminded me.
And you'll be
that's in it.
World of pure imagination.
Yeah. And so that a fantastic song.
Original film about it.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder,
the best actor, one of the best actors.
Again,
in the world,
but he's selling you this imagination. So these are bolt-on imaginations with a catchy tune. So you don't need to use your imagination anymore, guys. All your common sense, we'll do all that for you.
Exactly.
Here, there you go. And this is your new imagination, as he's just said.
Totally.
You know what I was thinking when you were about imagination?
Totally, I get it. Wow.
Looking out the window, or a kid looking out the window. Stop daydreaming.
Stop daydreaming.
How many good ideas do you have when you're daydreaming?
Every good idea you have is when you're daydreaming.
But it's not actually daydreaming, it's alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're connecting, aren't you?
Yeah. And that's where you drive. People say, what do you mean? I say, well, you ever been in a car and you're driving down the road and you end up going somewhere and waking up saying, how the bloody hell have I got here? That's alpha. And that's the most safest state of being. Nobody's ever had an accident in alpha, because you are in the perfect energy of awareness and alignment that is so beyond our understanding. And that's what I've tried to achieve through my psychic work for since
I realized, Matt, when I make my weird sculptures, I realized, because I used to think I was addicted to making the sculptures. Right. And what I realized is, I'm addicted to the alpha state, because you go into an alpha state when you're doing
totally.
It.
Because
I'll sit there, and I can sit there for 7 hours if I'm making a new one. And then I just go, it's finished. And then you're like, where the hell did that come from?
Exactly.
It's there.
Yeah.
And you're addicted to that alpha state because it's just peace and quiet.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. That's right. The sort of thing I go into, Christian. You know when you say I go Raymond Babbitt? Rainman, doing research.
Well, you think about our
that's
upbringing.
That's where I go into. Like,
if you think about our upbringing, you used to go off and ride your horse or wherever and play sport. I used to draw and make weird sculptures, and it was just this pure escapism, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pure, just vanishing to it.